This is the BBC.
Here's Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. It's a Bambaleo Wednesday. Our listener Ben has been speed dating and he gives us all the details. Chris has got something to share with the class in Show and Tell. And Dev's on Real or No Real with details of a potential new career for Pink. Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1.
Okay, Bambaleo Wednesday coming up. We'll do that after 2. Dev's on Real or No Real with us today at 3:40. We've got bangers coming up at 2:40. And do you remember yesterday we spoke to a guy called Scott who had emailed us on behalf of his mate Ben? We haven't really got to the bottom of why his mate is doing this.
His mate is almost like his representative or something. It's
almost like an agent.
Yeah.
Dating agent.
Yeah.
Anyway, Ben was going speed dating last night. Scott got in touch and said, have you got any advice for him? Because if you're going to get dating advice, this is the place you should come. And we did give him some fantastic advice. So much so, so fantastic, that the BBC have now put it out on social media. Why have they done that?
Well, yeah, exactly. They've put an article out, Radio 1 Facebook and Radio 1 Twitter right now, which is a picture of me. They asked to take this picture earlier. I wasn't 100% sure what it was for, to be honest. They were like, do you mind just looking into the camera just as if you're sort of wanting me?
But they didn't tell you why.
Well, they sort of glossed around that. But anyway, it's gone up. They put loads of love hearts around it. Radio 1 Facebook, Radio 1 Twitter right now. And it says, Chris Stark's expert advice on dating.
Oh, those are your love eyes?
Yeah. And they've just quote, yeah.
Is that what you do?
And but the problem is they're quoting me as an expert. But these were just tips that we threw together yesterday to help this guy out. And to be honest with you, we gave these tips because we thought they might be quite funny to try.
Yeah, but now they've put it out as actual dating advice.
It sounds like advice, proper official advice.
Yeah.
So I'm looking like a mug.
Right, yeah, well, one of them says stare them out.
It's not right.
It's not proper dating advice.
Do you know what? The comments underneath, rightfully, some of them will be having a right go at me. And do you know what? I hold my hands up to that.
Just a bit of a laugh. They've taken it the wrong way.
They've taken it and now I'm a love expert.
Anyway, Ben went speed dating last night with our advice, and we're going to speak to him at 1:40 this afternoon.
Scott Mills.
Small issue that I had last night, Scott. Where do you stand on taking your shoes off when you go around someone's house?
Generally, if it's someone that I don't know that well, I will ask if I have to. It's like, do you want me to take your shoes off?
So you just offer the shoes off?
Yeah, I do. But then it's weird if you take them off without asking, because then everyone else is wearing shoes and you're not.
Yeah, right.
However, this happened to me at my best mate's house the other night. Because I know him really well, I totally forgot because I wouldn't normally ask, and then just trod dirt all over his new beige carpets.
Well, I had a situation where I turned up at a mate's house and they were having a bit of a gathering. Right? And I turn up and I take my shoes off because I just thought it was the polite thing to do in someone's house.
Yeah.
Everyone else who rolled in kept their shoes on.
Yeah, but then you feel like an idiot because you're there in socks.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm not the tallest person anyway, but then if everyone else is in shoes and that, I feel even smaller.
Oh, right. So it's a height issue, is it?
No, it's not. I'm not that guy, honestly. I haven't got a complex about it or anything, but...
What?
No, I'm just saying, like... But I thought it's rude if you don't take your shoes off for someone's house and everyone else is roaming around.
No, but you've got to ask first, otherwise you're the only shoeless one and that's weird.
Yeah. I don't know, I feel it puts me in a position, if I take the shoes off, an inferior position to everyone else at the party.
Scott Mills.
Well, this has provoked quite the debate, shoes on or off at someone's house. I didn't expect that. Scott from Norfolk says, Scott, shoes off, always, no need to ask, it's common manners. Unless the house is a pigsty, then keep them on so you don't catch trench foot. Ho! Sean in Bromsgrove, if people don't supply me with an indoor shoe to change into, why should I take mine off?
That's the kind of thing you might do. Those really like floppy blue ones that you get, so it's sort of your hospital, that kind of thing.
But the ones that just go over your normal shoes?
Yeah. Slip that on, please.
What a great idea. I'm going to get some of those. Or just use carrier bags like Tiny Temper did at Big Weekend that time. Do you remember?
Yeah.
He wanted to keep his trainers looking like white as. So just put a couple of WASDA bags over them.
Yeah, but that's always nasty. If you turn up at a house party, right, you've got nice trainers on, and you're forced to take them off because of parents saying, you've got to take them off, please, on the way in.
Yeah.
And you're there with mismatched socks with different days of the week on, that kind of thing. Uh-oh.
Do you know do you know why no one wants to take their shoes off around you?
I know where you're going to go with this. I've seen a couple of the texts.
Pardon?
Because I sniff socks, apparently.
Well, you do. So that's probably why. Shoes inside should be illegal for health reasons. They're disgusting. That's from Nat. Okay.
Don't know what that means.
I don't know what it means. And someone says it depends if they have carpet or not. But then sometimes you can't check that until you're inside the house.
Yeah. It's not something I overthink. It was just a situation I found myself in where I was like, okay, good. Everyone else has got their shoes on. I'm feeling really short right now. I then went and put my shoes on afterwards.
What, back on?
Yeah, regain the power.
Just go put them back on again. Okay, so our listener Ben from Bournemouth went speed dating last night. He called us for a couple of tips and we gave him some amazing advice, which is now on the Radio 1 Facebook for some reason.
Scott Mills.
Now, Ben's been single for a while now, and last night he was going speed dating. So before he did that, Ben's mate Scott got in touch and wanted our watertight, sound dating advice, because if anyone should be dishing out dating advice, it's us.
Yeah, I think people took it a little bit too seriously when we said that we are dating experts. We're really not.
No. Right, we've got Scott on the line. Hi, Scott.
Hi, guys.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
More importantly, how's Ben?
He had a good night.
Yeah.
But he's not too happy today.
Oh, okay. Is he there?
Yes, he's here.
Okay, pass me over.
Okay.
I always find this bit really odd that we speak to the friend first. We did this yesterday.
I don't know why. Hello?
Hi there. Hi, Scott. And Chris. Is Chris there as well?
Yeah,
obviously.
Okay, cool. I wouldn't say I'm upset or anything. It's just... I'm watching the results coming through live as we speak.
What do you mean?
So I'm on the website, and I've done my ticks, and it's telling me that 9 girls have done their choices, and none of them have chosen me so far.
Oh.
Yeah. There was 24 girls at the event.
Yes.
So there's still time.
There is still time.
It's not over yet.
So you've got the results.
You know, it's still in the first half.
Okay, so explain how the website works. So obviously, after your speed dating, you went on, you put ticks by the names or numbers of whoever it is that you like.
Yeah, exactly. There was 24 girls.
Yeah, you've said that.
Yeah. I started off at number 20, moved around to number 24, and then went back to 1. And by the time I got up to 16, 17, 18, and 19, I'd gone home.
Oh, short change.
Right, so, yeah. But anyway, so I get to choose 24 ticks. I thought, well, I picked them all.
All of them.
So you've put ticks by
even
absolutely everyone.
Yeah.
By everyone.
Even the ones I didn't even get to talk to.
Right. Well, you've got to cast the net wide, haven't you?
It's different from the girl side of things, I guess.
Right, yeah, but it looks like it.
You know, they're very selective.
There's still time, though. Did you deploy any of our advice that we gave you yesterday?
Yes, yeah.
Don't answer that.
Is that one of the girls?
Could be, yeah. Maybe I should hang up and call you back.
No, that's all right. It won't be. Tell me what tactics did you deploy?
I went with the blue steel.
You actually did that?
Yeah, I did.
So what was one of the pieces of advice?
Yeah, one of the pieces of advice I gave was talking's overrated. Just stare into their eyes and, you know, get thinking of some quite imaginative stuff, if you know what I mean, and they'll be able to kind of see it in your eyes.
Well, the thing is, I said to them, you know, exactly what you said. I said, look into my eyes and you'll learn something about me.
The demon headmaster there.
What you said, look into my eyes.
Yeah.
That wasn't the advice. We didn't say...
It might have been. I'm not sure.
No, we said just stare at them, didn't we?
No, you said before, just as you sit down, simply say to them, look into my eyes and you'll learn everything about me. And straight away, I'm not a mind reader. That's what she said to me.
Okay. So that didn't go well.
I thought I picked up the pieces and managed to get a nice conversation out of her in the end sort of thing. You know?
How long did you stare at her for?
I don't know. I mean... She cut it off pretty quick.
Right. Yeah, okay. Yeah. But I respect you try. But there's the wonderful thing about speed dating doesn't work with one person. You move on to the next person. You evolve your technique. So what did you do with the next couple of people?
It was difficult to implement the techniques because sometimes they would ask me a question straight away, literally as I was sitting down. Mm. So that's why I'm a little bit shocked that I'm 9-0 at the moment because I thought it didn't go too bad.
No, you know, of course not.
They were asking just as many questions as what I was asking them, sort of thing.
Ben, I'm loving this. Are you okay to wait a sec?
Absolutely, yeah.
All right, wait there.
Scott Mills.
Hey, Ben.
Hi there. Is that Scott, is it?
It is me, yeah. It's same as before.
Did you use our other advice? So our other advice was to use the word we a lot. You know, try and draw them in with everything. We're looking attractive today, that kind of thing.
Rather than I.
You see, maybe that's why I'm 9-0. I don't think I used the we a lot.
Did you forget that one?
I didn't. I didn't weigh enough.
Right. Yeah. And what was the other one, Chris?
And the final bit of advice, we didn't have too long to coach you, but we gave you one more bit of advice, which was the magic trick that we told you about.
Yeah,
you
know, seven.
You write number seven on your hand, ask them to pick a number between 1 and 10. Obviously, don't let them see your hand before. They'll always go seven.
Always.
Yeah. The first time I did it...
Oh, no, you did do it as well.
Yeah. The first time I sort of got in a conversation about being on the radio...
That's not a bad idea.
Okay.
And she actually heard the show.
Right.
So she knew all about it.
Oh, so she knew the number.
I said, well, should we try a couple of the techniques anyway? And it was like, yeah.
You didn't call them techniques to her. She's like, yeah. This conversation is going too well. Let's try a couple of techniques now, shall we?
Yeah. Well, that's it, yeah.
Did the number seven trick work?
Yeah, well, she said seven, yeah.
Right, yeah, she'd heard the show.
Did you use it on anyone else?
So that definitely worked, but then again, she listened to the show.
Yeah, I just said that.
The thing is, I tried it one more time, and this was legit. And the problem is, I reused the card that I'd already written down, a number seven. She got it wrong. She gave me a three.
Oh. Do you know what? I was going to say, sometimes they go for three. It's a very weird anomaly. It's always generally seven, but sometimes three.
We didn't say
but
that.
I thought that would sort of... blur the boundaries with the idea.
Well, listen, it feels like we've really helped.
Oh yeah, definitely.
So you're 9 and 0, and by that you mean you've seen feedback from 9 people so far out of the 24 that you ticked, and none of them have ticked back.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah,
9 and 0.
Well, listen, if you need any more of our help, then get back in touch. All right?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm thinking if I get the 24 and 0, I'm going to give the Valentine's speed dating a go next
Do
week.
Do it. Okay, I mean, I would love to speak to you again. I'm kind of invested now in your dating journey.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think the dream would be get you a Valentine for Valentine's Day.
That would be pretty awesome.
You like that, right?
We might be able to help, maybe.
Cheers, Scott. Cheers, Chris.
No worries.
Appreciate
Listen,
that.
We will be back in touch, all right? Oh, quickly, do you mind passing me back to Scott, your mate?
Yeah, I'll posh over.
See you soon.
Come on, Scott. Over here.
Not a dog.
Hello.
He's Hello. Talks to them on his dates.
Yeah. Come on.
Sit down over here.
Scott, can you keep an eye on him for me?
Yeah, of course.
Right, okay. We're going to try and find him a date for Valentine's, all right?
Oh, that'd be brilliant.
Yeah, but don't get his hopes up just between you and me for now, okay?
Okay.
Right. Speak soon. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Chris, name me a vegetable now. Go.
Turnip.
Oh.
Why?
Okay, that doesn't work. Another one you can try on them, says Brad in Kent. If you say on a date, name a vegetable, but you have to answer it straight away.
Turnip?
They say carrot. Turnip? Out of all the vegetables, quite niche.
I'm not sure I've had a turnip.
No. That's like as weird as going, name a vegetable, Swede.
I don't know where turnip came from.
No one would say that.
No, I get why carrot would be the most popular one.
Okay, so a little follow-up on our call from Ben. I can speak to Daisy now in Bournemouth. Hi, Daisy.
Hi.
Right, tell me what happened. Your sister was at the event he was at, the speed dating one last night, yeah?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she was.
Tell me everything.
Wow, she gave me a call after the event. Went through a few guys and then...
Oh, okay.
Because obviously we're both... we made fans of the show, so she was like, oh, there was this guy... who was on Scott Mills, and apparently all he really spoke about was how excited he was that he was on Scott Mills.
Oh, I love him. Love him. Okay, so he talked about being on the radio or not. Why not?
Yeah.
And what else?
Excited. He tried the number thing, where he wrote down the number seven after to pick a number. She said three.
Oh, he said that had happened.
But did he write it down beforehand? That's the key. I wonder if he executed it quite right.
Yeah, it was already written down.
It was already written down, so he'd done it before. He had the same card with the number on. He's such a hero. I love him.
He is my absolute favourite.
I think we're adopting him.
What a small world, though, Daisy, that your sister was one of the people that he speed dated last night.
I know, now, crazy.
Will she give him a tick?
Unfortunately, I don't think it was a tick.
Oh, go on, give him a little tick, go on.
I'll see if I can change her
mind.
Tell
her to give him a little tick, it'll make his day, go on.
Okay, I'll go talk to her.
Okay, thanks.
Scott Mills.
How's your week going then? Going fast? Is it dragging a bit? Whatever, we've made it to midweek, so let's do this. Amor de compraventa, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven,
Go on, pigs.
Old school.
How I feel speaking?
You've got a lovely chest.
We'll leave it there and I'll pass it back to you, Adam.
Thank you very much indeed, Ed. What? This is Battersea.
Get your sandwich down, you.
Adam Bolton there from finishing a sandwich.
Would you lose a shed load of money enough to buy a house that gets you out in 3 days? Not on your Nelly.
Kimberly Rennix won Scotland's first gold, beating India's Sushila Lakmabam.
His girth's a bit loose. I'd better just check.
A horse for one, Vin.
So I'm hoping that, you know, the nice cheese will ooze out of my balls later.
This is really long, guys. Bambolea! Bambolea! Porque mi vida yo la prefiero vivir así. Lol. Bambolea! Bambolea!
Here they come then. Neil is prawn fishing on the west coast of Scotland.
Yes.
Fun blowing his prawns off, having a lovely relaxing time. Johnny in Market Harbour, bum blowing his paintbrush off. Loving the gap today. Yes, we've made it to Wednesday. Ashley in freezing cold Carefree says, yes, Queen, great gap. Cheers.
I think Neil is somewhere with bad signal and keeps resending the same text because he's really clogging things up here on the text screen, Scott.
What, the prawn fisher?
He's there prawn fishing, okay. But he's let us know a good 2,000 times already.
Right, stop texting because otherwise you're going to be the only person on Bumbleo. Neil's been on prawn fishing on the west coast of Scotland. Oh, yeah, Dan Clark in Bristol. Bumbleo. Feels good, doesn't it? Susie is bumbleoing her lycra off in between teaching calinetics classes in the Scottish Borders. Win in Swansea. Go on, pigs. Absolutely. Ed is trimming hedges in Wiltshire. Yes. Off to the doctors, but having a little bumbleo before. Will in Banbury. And also Amy, who says, yes, go on, pigs. I've missed that. Me too. Bumbleo!
Halfway through the wheat mills, halfway through.
Hello, Gavin and Lara, bumbleoing their heads off doing wedding prep in Bristol. All the Bristolians are on today.
40 of those.
Jamie, the digger man, in his digger. Also, we've got Laura, who's doing boring essay. Dan in Stoke, bumbleoing away, back at work after 12 weeks with a broken leg. Wow, you really stretched that out. Harrison from... Harrison from Havant. Loving the gap today. And Glenn and Russell, a.k.a. Dream Team, bumbleoing their paintbrushes off in Plymouth.
BBC
Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Hey, someone use your, you know, the dating advice that you gave out to Ben, our speed dater. Someone used a bit of your advice on the app that rhymes with Winder earlier today with great success. They used your we technique.
Oh, yeah. Keep using the word we. Then it makes it sound like you're almost a couple already.
Yeah.
I think it's like a subliminal thing.
Yeah. Don't say I. Say, we look great together tonight. Yeah.
We're both looking good right now.
Yeah. If you want to see Chris's dating advice, they've taken it far too seriously and put it on Radio 1's social media. It's up there now.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Dave.
Yes, Queen.
Yes, Queen. How are you?
Very good. And you?
Yeah, good. Where are you?
I am in West Kirby on the Wirral.
Okay. And do you say yes, Queen, a lot when you're on the Wirral?
I say it all the time.
And how does that go down?
Okay sometimes, okay not sometimes.
Right, okay. Now, I know you've been trying to get on Bangers for ages, right?
I have, yes.
Welcome, Dave.
Thank you very much. Hello, Chris, as well.
Hello, Dave.
Yeah, Chris
all right,
here.
Dave? Oh, I can't do the voice.
Don't
fucking do
that.
The accent. Also,
seriously?
It's a massive who. Oh. I can't help it whenever I hear Dave. I wish I could do it properly. It was all right, Dave.
Oh, you mean I thought you were attempting an accent from the Wirral there?
No, I was trying to do Gavin Stacey.
Right. I thought All right, Dave, how's it going?
That's what I want to do.
Very good.
As there's a power surge, as people switch off the radios all over the Wirral.
No.
Right, okay. Who do you normally pick?
Do you know what? It's a mixture, to be fair. But you've been smashing it at the minute, Scott.
Thanks, my darling. Ish. Right, here's what I've got for you today. Let's make this happen, girl. We're going to show them we'll listen, make it work, and it can work for you. Come on, this
not
is
bad,
a tune.
Not bad.
It's pleasant.
It's good. Two Door Cinema Club, something good can work. I would love to have this on today, Dave. It would really make my Wednesday.
There's better Two Door ones, easily.
I think it's up there.
A little bit.
All right, well, that's your choice. My choice is... Well, I was out the other night and I heard this and I was very happy and it's just a brilliant song.
You mean drunk?
Kinda.
Oh,
just a bit of a boost, you know what I mean? Sigma, Nobody to Love.
You've got me between a rock and a hard place here.
Yeah, well, you're making some very weird noises, Dave, I'm not going to lie.
Right.
Rock and a hard place, oh.
Yeah.
I never really understood that.
No.
Let's
not go into it now.
Oh.
Are you giving birth, Dave, or what?
No, I'm deliberating.
Do you know what we need to do? We need to get all the noises that people make throughout a week, and on a Friday we need to play them all out.
Yeah.
Or maybe at the end of the year, imagine all the noises of a year of bangers.
Ooh. Right, lads, I've come to my decision.
Okay.
All right, Dave.
Chris, you've won it for me.
Yes! No, when we're DJing together, or even when I'm on my own, when I play that song, generally it's towards the end. And do you notice I always start talking emotional stuff over the back end of it?
I have noticed that.
Because it's
actually...
like there's 40 seconds of sort of the same kind of thing going on.
Yeah, I was actually going to bring that up with you at the last DJ gig that we did together.
Like, I thought you were going to say the DJ gig meeting that we do occasionally. We don't really do that.
I remember you doing it. I can't remember where we were. Some university. I was like, why are you talking nonsense over the end of the song?
Yeah, I agree. And do you know what's worse is when you've got 40 seconds left on it as well, and if you start too early, you run out of things to say.
Right, yeah, that's
what
happens.
You start reeling off your shopping list, that kind of thing.
Daily DJ struggle. That was Sigma and Nobody to Love. To be fair, yeah, that deserved to win today, I think.
Scott Mills.
Tomorrow, on Clara's show, massive, massive interview with Pharrell. Actual Pharrell Williams on the show with Clara Amfo tomorrow. Talking about what Skepta was like to work with, who he's been in the studio recently with. That's Clara with Pharrell tomorrow. It's happening at midday.
I saw a little clip of this on Clara's Twitter, actually, Ready One Twitter as well. And I noticed she gets proper direct in trying to get answers out of Pharrell because there's so much stuff we want to learn from him.
Yeah. I'm actually really enjoying Clara's interviews now because she's going real direct.
She gets them talking.
Would you ever do another NERD gig here, for example?
NERD, yeah, we're coming over there.
Interesting, because it's been a while. Could I possibly say from you, within the next 6 to 9 months, you do a UK gig? Could I hold you to that?
Cameras are on.
Not to make it awkward or anything.
The cameras are on.
So you're going to say yes?
It's feeling really good. It's feeling really special.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Good to know. Can you confirm you're making a new record, perhaps?
It's feeling really good.
And it's feeling really special?
It's feeling really special.
She keeps going.
Go on, Clara.
I love it. She's showing early signs, I think, of a Paxman approach in the situation.
I was not entitled to instruct Derek Lewis, and I did not instruct him.
The
truth of the matter is that Mr. Marriott was not suspended. I did not overrule Derek
Lewis. Threaten to overrule him?
I took advice on what I could or could not
do.
Scrupulously in accordance with that
advice. Same as Clara.
I did not overrule Derek Lewis.
Threaten to overrule
Mr. Marriott was not suspended.
Did you threaten to overrule him?
I know what you mean. The early signs are there.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
BBC.
Radio 1! Hello, Radio 1, who's that?
Hi, it's Morrigan.
Morrigan, where are you today?
I'm in Chester.
How can I help you?
You're just playing loads of bangers today. I'm loving it.
You're loving the music today, are you?
Yeah. I keep singing along and annoying all my flatmates.
Okay. What are you doing at the moment? Are you doing stuff for uni?
Yeah, we're all doing uni essays. It's not going very well.
Okay. Well, I would say put the radio off, but don't do that because it's actually really helping you subliminally.
Yeah, you just got to stick with it for now.
Yeah, definitely.
The essays, that is, of course.
Yeah, I'm Radio 1.
It's helping me with my German, definitely, I think.
Excellent. Yeah, it will do. This show always helps people with their German. Who else is in the house?
Ellie, Jess and Rachel.
Hi, guys.
Shout out to
them. Okay, good luck with it. Have you heard new Christina and the Queens track yet?
No, I haven't yet.
Did you love Tilted?
Yes, I loved it.
Okay, well, this is next track from Christina and the Queens' debut album, and it's Radio 1's track of the day, and it's called It. I'm playing it now. Love you, bye!
Love you, bye!
Scott Mills. This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
And now, that horn means that it's time for a show and tell. We haven't done one of these for ages. Where, you know, like at school, someone from the show brings something to the class and shares it with all of us. Christopher, what have you got today?
This is a good one, right? You know, it's that time of the day where you just need to while down a couple of hours.
Yeah.
Just to get to the end there.
Mm-hmm.
Need something to do. This is it.
Okay. Right? So you could do this at work, maybe, and you still look busy?
Yeah. I'd put headphones on, though, because you don't want to be caught doing this.
Okay, what is it?
But I've been having so much fun with this today. So it's called magicipod.com, and it's a website. And what it does is you can take two songs. So you pick one song from one column, pick another song from another column, and then it sort of mashes them up.
Oh, right.
But it does it really, really well.
Okay.
So it can make anyone a DJ, right? So,
well, so it makes a mashup for you from two songs?
Yeah. So you can pick one from the first column. So you just take one, and then you just sort of move it over and put it onto another song, and it mashes up. So do you want me to do the first one?
Yeah,
you
go
can
on.
Choose the second one, right?
Yeah.
So look, if you take Kanye, Touch the Sky, and put it on Blink-182, I Miss You, which is like one of my favourite songs.
Yep. Are you doing it now?
And press play.
I gotta testify. Come up in a spot looking extra fly.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
For the day I die, I'ma touch the sky. Gotta testify. Come up in a spot looking extra fly.
It's all right, isn't
For
it?
For the day I die.
Really good.
I'ma touch the sky. Back when they thought pink polos are hurt.
Is this how, like, every celebrity can DJ now? They're on this website.
I felt like Bad Boy Street Team. I couldn't work the
Steve from Hollyoaks, DJ set.
Take them back to the plan. Me and my mama hopped in that U-Haul van.
Thing is, I've been having so much fun with this.
Plus, I ain't had no phone in my apartment.
It actually really works. Yes.
Decent, isn't it?
It's good. What else have you got?
Whole song, you can make whole new songs in their own right. Okay, well, do you want to do the second one? So, look, you take one from this column here.
Mm-hmm.
And the other column here.
Okay, so I'm going Soldier Boy.
Yes. Crank Dad.
And Panic at the Disco.
Yeah, I write Sins Not Tragedies.
Soldier Boy, tell. Hey, I got the new damn for y'all called a Soldier Boy. Yo! But you gotta punch, then crank back three times from left to right. Soldier Boy, I've been here.
So good. Loving it.
It's going to happen in a minute. It's going to go into the other song. Any second now. Yes.
So you get the idea, right? I love this thing. Do you want one more? Okay, yeah. This was my favourite one that I tried from earlier. Okay, so let me just drag it over. So, okay. Lil Jon, Get Low. Vanessa Carlton, remember this one? 1,000 Miles.
No way.
Have it.
This is not going to work. What is it? Magic iPod?
MagiciPod.com.
So many people are going to go on.
How good is this?
We're going to crush it. Fish. Yes, it works.
So many people are going to go on this now, right?
Right. That is an excellent show
itself.
Thank you, Chris.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Dev.
Hey, Scott.
Why are you holding your nose, please?
I'm not sure if you're supposed to do this. If someone's looking at Facebook, are you allowed to look over their shoulder and see what they're looking at?
Because, all right. Has that just happened?
Well, yeah. One of Chris's friends on his Facebook list is actually selling a washing machine, and I just posted a picture of it.
Right.
It looks pretty good. Is it like a washer and a dryer?
Don't know, mate. I'm not sure whether I should like this kind of thing or not.
Remember when I gave you some of my white goods and a TV from my shed?
You gave me a TV. You just had this stuff in your shed. It was amazing.
I had a bit of a clear out.
He gave me a microwave, right? He gave me a TV, and then my best mate who drove me there to pick up the stuff, he gave him a microwave.
For free?
Yeah, for free. Mate, he takes home this microwave for his family. It's like, oh, brilliant, brand new microwave. Well, not brand new, second hand, but looks the part, new. Right? Real deal.
Oh, wow.
Plugs in this microwave. They get rid of the other one. Plug it in. First time they use it, gives them a little bolt. And I had his mum on the phone angry because every time they had to press go on this thing,
it's a little shock.
And they electrocute themselves.
No, yeah. That isn't why I gave it to you. That wasn't happening when...
Not even me and my family. It's my best mate's family.
You can't complain if it's free, though, can you?
No, exactly.
You've got to take it.
The mum's putting a shepherd's pie and gets a little belt every time. also, can I ask, do you use the bin that we use for Inyo de Bingo on your show on the weekends?
Oh, yeah, I do use that. Why?
What's it for?
It's for something we play called the 7 a.m. pen game.
Yes. Well, you chuck it in the bin.
Chuck a pen in the bin.
Sounds good. What?
Yeah, so what's going on?
Right. So did anyone get hit in the face recently?
Oh, yeah. Why? I accidentally, because I'm not supposed to look when I throw the pen. The person on the phone is supposed to direct where we throw it. It's quite high level. I threw it behind my back and it accidentally hit my producer in the eye.
Right. Did anyone lose a tooth?
Found a tooth in there.
What? Are you
kidding?
There's a tooth
in the
I didn't realise they hit him that hard.
We're trying to narrow it down.
He has been a bit whistly when he's been talking. I don't think so.
I don't think health and safety are across this game. There's a tooth in the bin.
We're trying to work out who it is.
What kind
from.
Of was it from the front?
Yeah.
No, it's definitely not my producer.
No?
No way.
Well, we're trying to... That's the only person we can think it is, because we've ruled out Busted and all the people that have played in your bingo recently. Matt Edmondson. Not him. Not them.
That's
so
really strange.
Maybe your producer's too scared to tell you.
It's a mystery.
And here's today's Real or No Real with Dev.
Pop star Pink has announced she is changing career to become a choreographer after it was revealed she designed Lady Gaga's acrobatics routine at the Super Bowl.
Oh, so was it Pink that did all that, was it?
Well, I'm assuming that part of it is real.
She choreographed
But it's
it?
Whether she's going to then be a choreographer after this.
So it's saying that she designed the acrobatics for Lady Gaga's Super Bowl, which was impressive.
I love Pink. I really like the idea of dating somebody who...
With an exclamation mark.
Well, no, I was going to say, if Pink was my girlfriend, I'd like walk into pubs and like start fights and stuff.
Why?
Just because she's like so tough. I'd love
she's
that.
She's cool, isn't she?
Yeah, I'd love to date somebody who's... beat up someone. But I reckon the reason this has
what
popped up...
strange request.
I reckon the reason this has popped up is because of that. Have you seen that video of Pink when she tries to do some similar acrobatics at a show? I think it was from like Tea in the Park or something, and it goes really wrong.
Oh, really?
And she has to stop the whole... But it's quite awkward. She has to stop the whole performance, and it's basically 2 minutes of her swearing and being quite uncomfortable at this massive failed attempt at some aerobatics.
You can tell she's one of those pop stars that you can tell is an absolute perfectionist, so that would really annoy her.
Yeah, but she doesn't need to change careers. It could just be second job. I'm sure some pop stars have second job.
She's quite busy at the moment.
I don't know. But there must be some pop stars that have a second job. Do you know what I mean?
Like who?
Well, there's always a crossover with The X Factor, isn't it? Where they're not quite pop star, but still butcher.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Yeah, but I mean...
Because ultimately they've applied for the show.
Yeah, but they're... What do you mean? Like, do you remember like Chicken Jermaine?
Yeah,
still,
exactly.
He was working in Wazda's, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And then Nicole Scherzinger went around. That's one of my favourites.
It's an interesting crossover, isn't it?
There's a whole feature in there somewhere. There really is.
Yeah.
But that's because they're on. They're just starting out. I don't think Pink's got another job.
I know, because they're doing the auditions at a time before they're on TV, so obviously famous. Yeah. So still keeping up the job whilst doing... I'd love to know some pop stars' second jobs.
Wasn't Ollie Murs, he was in a jam factory or something, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think so.
But previous jobs is different. What I'm talking about is pop stars.
Oh, whilst they're also...
Yeah, second job.
Is Pink changing career to be a choreographer? Dev, real or no real?
I reckon this is no real. This is just an excuse to like make fun of that video of her messing up when she tried to do it.
Chris?
I think this is real.
That one is no real.
No real, but lots of people were tweeting that Gaga had stolen the idea of flying from the roof of the stadium from Pink. So Pink has actually released a statement saying her voice was powerful and beautiful, her outfits were on point. Who cares if I flew first?
Yes.
So she's saying that she did.
Basically. Yeah,
that's really clever. That's like, that's with good. Respect, I Very did. Good.
Let's celebrate a woman who has the guts to jump off a roof in the first place, is what Pink said. And next.
A high street supermarket has caused outrage by announcing it will now be stocking tomato ketchup in the fridge.
What is the rule with this? I've always wondered.
I always put it in fridge.
Can I just say this, though? What I would really hope for us as a nation moving forward in 2017, that we pick what we're going to get outraged about. Mm. Sort of feels like there's maybe things that are a little bit more important. Like, outrage is a bit of a strong word, isn't it?
Yeah.
Not a little bit annoyed, bit miffed.
Yeah. Outraged.
Outraged that there's ketchup being kept in fridges.
Yeah, but I think that's just real or no real being a bit clickbaity.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I don't think anyone...
That would never happen.
I don't think anyone's
out... picket signs.
I don't think there's anyone who's outraged.
Oh, you'd be surprised.
But I think that it is something that I've wondered. It's like eggs.
Where do you keep yours? Ketchup?
Wouldn't you like to know?
What?
It doesn't really
do
work.
You mean besides the bed or anything like that? So in or outside the fridge?
I keep it in the fridge, yeah.
Same.
Yeah.
What about you?
In the fridge.
Where's yours? In the fridge?
But it says keep in a cool, dark place or something, doesn't it?
Yeah, but not that cool.
Or dry
maybe.
Place.
Dry, cool.
Don't know why it'd need to be dark.
I did have a go at a mate once for... he put peanut butter back in the fridge one. That annoyed me. You ever
why?
Tried to use peanut butter from the fridge?
Oh, yeah, it's awful.
Cement.
So what's going on with the eggs?
Well, I don't know about eggs.
Eggs are out the fridge.
Eggs are out for me.
I've got half in, half out.
Where's your eggs? You've got half in, half out?
Half out.
Who does that?
Just to make sure half in all right.
God, you're weird.
No, but sometimes you go around someone's house, right, and you see a little egg kind of thing on the counter, right? They've just got their eggs casually chilling in there, sometimes in like a porcelain chicken.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Bread.
Real or no real? Tomato ketchup in the fridge in one supermarket. They are so outraged. Is this true?
Is that what you're supposed to keep in them?
What, eggs?
In a porcelain chicken?
Yeah. Do you get eggs in them?
That's right.
I always thought it was like butter or something. What was that show that was on?
You put butter in the porcelain chicken,
don't
you?
That show that was on in the 80s, was it called Bread?
Bread.
Where the opening credits were...
Seriously,
This has got too much.
Wow. Dev went there with bread.
Sorry.
Is this real?
There was a board game of that as well.
Real or not, please?
It sounds stupid enough to be real.
Chris?
I'm going to go real.
That one is real.
Yes, it's a Wasda branch in South London, and they've started stocking ketchup in the fridge and the shelves, and Twitter is not happy. It's like the black, blue, white, gold dress all over again.
No.
Of course you put eggs in the porcelain chicken, you
no
Wally.
Idea, no idea.
Wally, ho.
Scott Mills.
Since we did lines in songs, just the one line that makes you cringe on the show the other day, now everyone is listening to the lyrics of all the songs. Does JP Cooper actually say, at times we got hot as an iron?
Maybe, no. Yeah.
I think he does.
Didn't clock that one before.
Hot as an iron.
A couple of people are text saying, actually, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Tom and Guildford.
Hot as an iron. Oh, yeah, it does.
Awful.
Oh,
no. Well, that's ruined it.
Oh, no.
Dev's on Real or No Real.
New comedy act, Dads the Band, are taking the US chart by storm with their album Music by Dads for Dads, including the singles Turning This Car Around and Ask Your Mum.
Ask Your Mum is a great, great name for an album, isn't it? Or a single. Yeah. The rest of it is fine. But Ask Your Mum.
People do love a novelty act as well, don't they?
Yeah. Ask Your Mum.
It is. I do like the idea of it.
Turning this car around. Are they a British band then that are doing really... Have they sort of made it in America?
I think so. Oh, hang on. No, it doesn't say. Just says they're taking the US chart by storm. But I think it's quite a British dad thing to say, right? Yeah. Ask your mum.
Yeah, well, it's one of Charlie Soss' catchphrases, isn't it?
No, that's different.
Ask your nan, isn't it?
Or is it tell your mum?
Or something.
Tell your mum and ask your mum are two different things.
Anyway, let's not discuss that.
No, sorry.
So, Dad's the Band. Music by Dads for Dads. It's a good gimmick.
Yeah. I mean, if it is real, I know I'm downloading as soon as I get out of here. Yeah. I'd quite like that.
Never really been done before, as far as I can think about.
Good concept for a band. Do you know Corey Feldman?
Yes.
He's got a concept band all about pizza. Seen any of that?
I vaguely remember seeing this. What's that about?
Yeah, it's pretty weird. So he takes songs and then it's not parody enough that it's comedy. Mm. He's sort of quite serious with it, but all the subject matter is it's of course about pizza. So glad to see he's not been affected by Hollywood or anything.
I don't think he's okay, hon.
So when you say concept band, you just take one subject,
yeah,
and that's your whole
stretch out for that. Interesting idea. Yeah, for a whole album.
That's something to think about, actually, isn't it?
Is Dad's the Band a real thing, real or no real?
I'm going to go... I've not heard of them, though, so I can't see how they're taking
the American charts, though.
I'll go real.
Oh, I also want to go... I just want it to be real so bad that I'm also going to go real.
That one is no real.
Sorry, guys, I really led you up the old path there, didn't I, eh?
The old carbon path.
The old... So the band doesn't exist... But there is a prankster in the US who's been sneaking the fake album into different record stores, complete with joke track listing on the back. Also, look out for the songs Hands Off the Thermostat and
That's crazy.
And Just Resting My Eyes.
I'm just looking at the track listing here. Socks with Sandals as well.
Socks with Sandals.
That's quite good.
At the end of that round of real or no real?
I got 10. Dev, you win. You got 20.
Yeah. Yes, Dev. What a day. Scott Mills. We're back on tomorrow from 1 on Radio 1. And at 1:45, off of Taking Your Shirt Off a Lot and Hollyoaks and Strictly, it's Danny Mac on Innuendo Bingo.